countdown begins. Fresh.
Welcome to the show, Service Daily Live. I'm CF, your host, the plumbing sales coach. And tonight we're going to talk about price book, pricing, ripping people off. Are we ripping people off? How are we doing it subtly and accidentally? How are we accidentally doing it on purpose? How are we purposely doing it accidentally? I don't know. We're going to cover all of it. We got three different ways we're going to talk about this tonight because it's happening and we don't even mean for it to. And sometimes we do mean for it to. And sometimes we don't mean to do it like in a nice way, but it's on, I don't know. I just see it happening so much. And so we're going to talk about that tonight and how service will always prevail as the answer. We know that, but we're going to talk about this from three different perspectives because I want you to fully grasp what's happening. Who's here with us tonight? We got Ulysses in the house. What's up, brother? All the way pro plumbers out in the West Coast. What up, he says. Donnie Rogerson, oh, yeah, it's good to see you, brother, out from, Georgia, right? Georgia, good evening. Looking forward to this topic. Hey, I'm looking forward to talking about it, man, because this is one of the big reasons why I started this whole entire deal. You know, back when I first got into the plumbing game, in fact, we got a cool little testimonial story video thing that my team put together that we're going to be sending out, kind of telling my backstory and really how I got into the industry to begin with, because I didn't start out in the industry. And I found out the process of what the customer goes through, the process of what the customer has to deal with as it relates to having to call a plumber, usually during an emergency situation or something bad happening. I just love that opportunity to take care of them and do the right thing. And so with doing the right thing, you know, this is a big problem we solve. And so it's okay to make good money. It's okay to make a good living. It's okay to make big money, especially if you provide a big value. You know, surgeons do it. Lawyers do it, even though lawyers, never mind. So we have these different professions that do it all the time, but yet it's not okay when it's a plumber. And I don't see why. We protect the health of the nation, so to speak, right? With all of our posters that we like to put out there, we believe that. We also believe that we're helping customers do things that they can't do. We believe that. We don't believe that other industries should do what we do. We believe that. And so there's all these things that we believe at the core that really go right along with what I'm saying. But yet, when it comes to going to the customer's house and making a dollar, it gets awkward. And that's okay. That happens. That's normal. That's actually normal. Jeremy Robbins says hello. Mr. Fresh, it's what up, brother? My man, Advocate Plumbing. Good to see you, brother. Greeley in the house. He says, sup, Fresh, sup. Good to see you as well. Freshness, my boy, Brandon Graham, who believes wholeheartedly in what we're going to talk about tonight. I already know I can hear him before I even speak. Pride Plumbing in Grand Junction with Josh Chandler. Top tech, as he likes to say, in the house. He says, what's up, CF? Derek Underhill. Chad Collins says, awesome. Good to see you, brother. Always good to see a power couple. And also, I should mention, I haven't said this in a while. For those of you Skyboss, let me get a heart bomb, a like bomb. Skyboss is a software that a lot of you guys out there use for your plumbing business. I'm not saying you should switch softwares. I'm just saying you should check them out. But Skyboss is the boss of service and software, and they are the official sponsor right now of this show because, really, they don't pay to do that. They just provide a good service. So I said, hey, you guys want to sponsor it? And they said, heck yeah, let's do it. So here we go. Advocate Plumbing in the house says, what's the bubonic plague? This guy. Oh, my gosh, this guy. So I think we're frozen. Are we frozen or is it just me? It's probably just me. We're going to recycle so I can see the show over here. Hey, look, we're talking about ripping people off. We're talking about I mean, really what we're talking about is the service that the customer ultimately gets. And again, three different ways we're going to talk about how this happens, and we're going to knock those out. Before we go too much further, I just want to say, if you guys are interested in the trainings that we offer, if you're interested in talking to Maggie, who is our service growth expert here, she is our official service growth expert here. She's going to help you help us and everyone make a connection if it makes sense, just like I train you guys to do with your customers. And she'll help you get some information. You can go to www.theplumbingsalescoach.com at our highly new revamped temporary landing page where you could put in your email address and we'll send you an email. We'll send you a phone, give you a phone call, I think even, or whatever you want. Get you some more information about the retreat, about training, stuff like that. Also, if you want to subscribe to the show, if you're watching on YouTube, click subscribe. If you're listening to it on the podcast, click that button that you like to click to get subscribed for your independent podcast. We do have over 25,000 downloads on the podcast. That's nuts to me. It blows my mind. And then also we have the show here, obviously on Facebook, where you can get the alerts by subscribing to the show by tapping subscribe, or you can just go to our page and follow and like it and say, see first and be like, I want to be a part of the madness and see all the different content that we put out. All right. What do we got tonight? We got a topic that needs to be talked about. Here's the thing, man. It happens accidentally. What's nope? Just you? What's that even mean? What's he talking about?
Talking about you being frozen.
About me being frozen? Oh, like the movie? No.
Frozen.
What? For those that have seen Frozen 2, those with kids, that movie, that part where I think it's Sterling, what's his name? Sterling something. He's the voice for that soldier. All right. Anyways, what? It's my kid's favorite. It's probably my favorite part. All right. We're talking about the whole entire, that's what I think about when I think about some of the things that happen out in the field with these price books, some of the owners that are doing what you're doing, some of the technicians, what you're doing. And look, if this isn't you, then we're on the same side. Okay. We agree on this. We're rallying the troops together. Okay. We're on the same team with this, but it has to be said because we've all done it. We're all guilty of this on some level. Number one is overselling. He says knowledge on top of knowledge. So we're selling. Now, what do I mean by overselling? Somebody's like selling too much stuff, selling whatever. No, there is, if you dishonestly sell something, that's always overselling. Okay, we're going to rule that out really quick because that's dishonest selling. That's intentionally misleading people. That's ripping people off. That's not legit. That's not even, there's no excuse for that. When you tell someone their plumbing system is jacked up when it's not, when you tell someone that their water heater's older when it's not, when you tell them that it needs to be replaced when it doesn't need to be replaced, all that stuff is a no-no. I'm not good with that. That's not how I sell. That's not what I'm about. That's not what I do in the homes. That's not what I build. That's not a service. I mean, what in the world? I know other ways to make money if I'm going to do that. You know what I mean? There's way easier ways in this world to make money if you're just going to rip people off, okay? There's way easier ways. So I'm not going to do plumbing. That doesn't make any sense. Okay. If you do that, you're not intelligent, I guess. I hate to say that, but that's the reality. So don't do that. But let's talk about overselling in the kind of like the accidental way. When you make the job sound a little bit harder than it actually is, I'm guilty of this, not necessarily on purpose, but just as I'm explaining it and I'm getting into it, I've made the job sound more difficult than it actually is. Now, I'm not saying that you want to make the job sound easy because that's dumb. Why would you make you don't believe that they can do the work? You know that you're the one that needs to do the work. So why would you make it sound easy? You don't want to make it sound easy. You don't want to make it sound simple. It's not simple or easy, but at the same time, it's not rocket science. Like we're not having to separate tumors from brain matter and make sure that we cut perfect. Okay. So let's just, it is what it is. It's nasty. It's dirty. It's hard work. It's important. It has to be done. You know, these are some realities to what is real. Overselling is just making it so much more complicated. It's usually when you get yourself in trouble. When you oversell, you're going to get that phone call that says, you only are here for 3 hours and you guys charge by the hour. And you're like, no, we don't charge by the hour. I was out there. We talked about it. I told you what you were getting. You said we all agreed on a price. And now you're talking about time and stuff because they don't see the value. They were oversold. I'm sorry if that is offensive. Sorry, it is what it is. It's okay because he said, I oversold myself to my wife. Dude, we value stack, we don't value slam. Yeah, I mean, we have a saying at our office, you know, stack them, don't crack them. You know, give them value. Stack that value. Don't crack them over the head. So, all right. So that's overselling. There's some other things that you can do with overselling where, you know, you make things out to be better than they are. You hype products up and say they can do things they can't. Or, you know, I mean, I've seen that. That's just unfortunate that happens. It's not, you don't need to. I'll tell you right now, you don't need to. All these things that we're talking about, I promise you. You can get huge. You can keep, listen, you read any book as a business owner. Okay. If you're a business, you read any book as a business, any book, it'll tell you 22 to 26% roughly on profit margins, net profit margins. That's what, at the end of the day, when a dollar comes into your business, you should in your hand after you pay your bills, pay your employees, pay for the material, pay for all the mistakes, pay for all the dumb decisions, you pay for all of the free lunches for your employee, everything that when it, you should have 22 cents to 26 cents ish left over. I shoot for 25. But I know companies doing it this way, bundling it up, the things we're talking about tonight, not doing the negatives, but doing the pros. And they're one company 40-something percent, one company 30-something percent, one company, multiple, tons of companies, multiple companies in the 20s. Multiple companies. You don't have to oversell. You don't have to do these things that we're going to talk about tonight. You don't have to overprice. You don't have to over anything. Number two is undersell.
What?
Yeah. You're ripping the customer off. I said it. You oversell, you rip the customer off. You undersell, you rip the customer off in so many ways. So many ways you're stealing from them. You go to that house and you just hurry up, get in, get out, and you miss some of the bigger things that might be going on. You miss some of the other plumbing issues that are going on. Forget about, if you don't want to sell it, do it for free then. Be a human. Okay? I don't want to go in there and sell them, but I don't want to go. Okay, well, go look at the stuff to make sure that it does or it doesn't need to be replaced, future teller. And then do it for free if you don't think that you don't think that it's right. I mean, I don't know. Who is the show count going down? Am I losing viewers tonight? I don't know. Look, this is why I started the whole entire thing. This is why we do what we do. This is why we have the show. This is why we talk about what we talk about. Because the reality is the customer doesn't know. The customer's on defensive, and they want to make sure they don't get ripped off, but at the same time, they want to know what's going on, and it's your job. That's why we make six figures. That's why, yeah, technicians can make six figures. Owners can make seven figures. It's possible. Done the right way. You don't oversell, you don't undersell. Underselling is this idea of walking into a home and replacing the 26-year-old toilet. And then you get a call 3 weeks later, 4 weeks later, and she's like, oh, my whole entire subfloor is just rotted out with mold. My other toilet failed 2 days after you left. It's on you. It's on you, man. How is that not on you? Who's that on? Tell me who it's on. Hashtag change my mind. What's that dude's name? Charlie something? Everyone's got a hashtag these days. We got hashtags, service over sales. Always be serving. That is our main. In fact, if you want to know what we're about right here, you want to know this little recipe of success, it is this. Our core value is always be serving. The application, how do you do it? Service over sales. What is it equal? What is the result? Healthier revenue. What's healthier revenue? Well, it's the right kind of revenue. It's profitable revenue. It's revenue that you can say, I made that, and you can look at that and be proud of that. You can sleep at night. You can flip that pillow over. You can, because, you know, the other side's cool. You got to flip the other pillow. I don't know. That's what I do. Anyways, you can do that. You can do that, and you can sleep, and you can wake up and go, man, I'm living great. This is great. You can wake up. There's something biblical about that. There's something healthy about that. There's something mental about that. There's something real about that feeling of doing it the right way. What's up, Tiger Beria? Oh, my goodness. You know, it's funny. This is a guy. Now, this is a dude who works for a living. Scaffold carpenter in the South, Mississippi. General foreman, superintendent. I don't know. He probably owns the place now. But he's been out there forever. His family's been out there forever. Works hard. believes in his trade, believes in what he does, puts pride in it, puts value, stacks that, literally stacks, because they build scaffolds. Get it? Look, it doesn't matter what you do. It really doesn't matter what you do, as long as you do it right. What he says, if you educate, no matter the cost of the option, is just letting the client know. Education is key. Correctly diagnosing the issue is paramount. If you don't truly understand the issue, you can't truly educate the customer. If you don't take the time, if you just get in that home and get out, if you just go in there and broke fix, if you just try to rip through the process real quick, you're not a service plumber. You're a plumber. Can't take that away from you. Strip your name service off your title. You don't deserve it. Straight up. You're not a six-figure plumber. I don't make the rules. I'm just telling you what they are. I don't make, look, this is common sense, right? We're not doing this. Overselling, underselling, you're ripping your customer off both ways, either way, all the way, every day. I feel like a cheerleader now, right? The last one you're ripping your customer off is when you don't know your numbers. Now, do we have enough time for this? Hopefully we just started the show. I need 30 minutes from now. Don't know your numbers. And what happens is the owners don't know the numbers. They don't know how to make the numbers. They don't know how they got their numbers. Their numbers are just in the system now. And everyone's trying to make decisions off that, but no one really knows how those numbers got created or if those numbers are even good numbers and who made up those numbers and where those numbers came from. And then when you start subtracting numbers and adding numbers, none of the numbers are adding up. Nothing makes sense. And at the end of the day, there's no dang money left over. What just happened? Customers are mad. They feel like they overpaid. You don't feel like you charged enough. Amen? Amen? He says, don't be afraid of a 20, 30, 70K estimate if it's what needs to be done. Again, overselling is ripping your customer off. Underselling is ripping your customer off and not knowing your numbers. It's like a pilot trying to fly a bunch of people from A to B and not knowing where they're going. And they're like, oops, we missed it by 5 airports. Huh? Yeah, you have to pay another $239 because we have to fly back now. Like, what? Let me paint the picture clear. You get into the job and you're like, oh, your shutoff's broke. So it's $700 for the toilet and then you still have to pay for the shutoff now out of nowhere. Or it's $400 for the toilet. It's $100 for the toilet. The toilet was free. It doesn't matter. You already had that conversation. Don't make these people make 18 decisions in their home. It's one decision. It's one process. It's one moment in time. It's your moment. That's it. You get one. You go through the deal every time. If it's 4:30 on a Thursday, you go through it. Okay. If it's 8 a.m. on a Monday and you don't feel right, you go through it. Right? Because the customer deserves it. And you go through it and you give the customer options. And when you give customer options, you give them the option to repair the problem. You give them the option to replace the option. And you give them the option to upgrade the situation. That's what you do. It's repair, replace, upgrade. Do you want to repair the water heater? Do you want to replace the water heater? Or do you want a tankless? Do you want to repair the water heater? Do you want to replace the water heater? Do you want to go tankless and softener? Do you want a PRV? Now, listen, if they've got 55... pressure and you're in an area where there's absolutely nothing issues with the water, you have perfect water, then you wouldn't offer them the softener. But you would definitely offer them the tankless because they got perfect water. It'll last forever. So like, think it through, make the situation make sense for that customer. And here's the, look, it's not just about the plumbing. Got to have a conversation, have the right conversation with the customer. These are all things we talk about in my training in more depth. We're not going to get through it all on the show, but I can tell you this with your numbers. For every dollar, I'll just tell you right now what your numbers should be. If you're an owner and you've wondered, he says, don't just auger the toilet. Inside joke. Show value with options and have a solution. You want to know what your numbers should be? I'm going to give you, you guys want to know a gold nugget? I teach this in my inside coaching right here. Here, I'm going to give it to you right now. You're going to hear it out loud, right, for free. I teach this literally as a part of my inside, my level 3 stuff, super expensive stuff, no joke. CF stands for comma fresh. And that's for a reason. But listen, the value's there. Nope, I sleep well at night knowing the prices that I charge because I know what I'm offering. Not because I think that I'm better than anyone. It's because I failed before you. I'm just a little bit further down the road than you. And I can show you the path. Okay, that's the thing. And so when we look at this, we look at these numbers, we got to know them, okay? So listen, a dollar comes into your business, 25 cents of that or lower. We really want to be lower on this, but this is the max. This isn't a perfect world. Material, the other 25 cents, the cost of labor to do that work, okay? This is your actual labor for that job, the technician, the helper, that just related the cost of doing the job, okay? For those that use different softwares out there, they literally have one called job costing. That would be what it is. It's the material and the labor of the job. The other 25 cents is going to go to your operating costs. So we're at 75 cents now. We've got 50 cents on the job, 25 cents for the labor, 25 cents for the material, 50 cents for the job. And then we've got 25 cents on the operating costs. This is your hard costs. This is your CSRs. This is your have-tos. This is your payments. This is your whatever, your insurance, your blah, blah, blah. Even your salary as an owner or a general manager, if you're an owner and you're paying yourself as a general manager, now I'm getting into another level of coaching, but basically understanding your role as it stands, because you as an owner have a role for a season, meaning one day you were everything, then one day you were no longer the CSR, but you were still everything else, and then one day you were no longer the tech, you were just the manager, then one day you were the owner. Oh my goodness, it's great, but that's what you got to understand. So there you go. Here's another little nugget. And then that last quarter, guess where that goes? What we talked about early on. Flip it in the air like you just don't care, because that goes in your pocket. That's your profit. That's what you want to have left over. And so you got to know your numbers. That's a perfect world. Okay, we can fine-tune that. We can play with that. We can move that. That's what you want to do. When you understand that about your numbers, then you can make your price book, because you understand you've been plumbing long enough to know how long this stuff takes to do. I get so blown away by when I'm like, well, how much should I charge for this one? Well, what is it? It's a toilet. How long is it going to take you? Well, it depends, man. You know, my goodness. You know, and then we have like a 45-minute conversation and really breaks down to about an hour and 15 minutes, about an hour and a half-ish. Every time, all the time, when you average it out. It's like, come on, let's not do this. How much is it to reset a toilet? How much is the wax ring? It's like, if I drive across town over here, they're $12.73. But over here, it's like, oh, come on. Stop it already. Stop it. Just not do this. I can't. My head will boom. Okay. I spent hours upon hours upon hours figuring out my numbers before starting my business. I still continue to fine tune them. Thinking and knowing are two different things. G.I. Joe, what do you say? Knowing is half the battle. This is so important to get right. You get this right, man. You get this right. You can move. You can shake. You can bake. Yeah, I said it. Shake and bake. If you're not first, you're last. Is that what he says? If you're second, you're last. I don't know. Ricky Bobby? Come on, someone put it in the comments. Someone put it in the comments. What is it? If you're not first, you're third. What? If you're not second, you're not in the first spot, but you're not in this. I don't know. All right, so look, here's what we're getting at, though. My guys, at my retreat, I've got a guy that sells literally, we just did the math, he sells over $3 million over the phone in plumbing every single, in a 365-day calendar, over $3 million. It blows crazy every time I think. I'm like, what? We got to redo the numbers, carry the one. He's going to be talking at the retreat. And he understands this to absolutely no degree. It is crucial to know the numbers. When you're in the moment, when you're talking to the customer in the moment, there's no better time than right then to be able to make it work, whatever it is. The schedule, the numbers, the ability to come down 10%, the ability to throw in a free shutoff, the ability to make the deal happen. Over $100, people are getting regular water heaters. Oh, trust me, it's true. It's literally, I've seen it over 100, 200, 300 bucks. People are getting regular water heaters instead of tanklesses over a misunderstanding, over a just something so simple. And it's like $300, okay? And then when you know your numbers, you know you can throw the shutoff in the expansion tank in for free. And that's like $600 of value or $500 of value, more than $300. And they may actually pay the full amount. And you now your value propositioning, oh goodness, I'm giving away this stuff tonight. I'm telling you, you might want to go. This really is. This is the stuff right here. If you're not first, you're last. Mike Cook and I had a fun conversation the other day. I appreciate you, Mike, for watching the show. You're back watching it. I really do. I think that's cool. That's awesome. They should evolve as you, he says, they should evolve as your costs do. Everything changes, cost of materials, gas, etc. Yeah, that's the beauty of how I teach your pricing. Literally, it evolves as you evolve, and everyone is evolving at the same time without any meetings, without any communication, without any special software, without my guy, I could do the math, right? I could tell, I guarantee, is Koss watching this? Koss is watching this. I guarantee you, so is Matt. I guarantee you that if I, and so is some of you guys that know my pricing. If I drop the job on here right now, you could drop pricing on there because you know the cost of your material. You know how long this stuff takes. You know what money you need to make as a company. You know. My boy Koss is doing it for like four companies. Juggling. Customers love him. Customers like, oh, more of cost. I love him. Companies love him. My customers love him. Their customers love him. Everyone loves him. Everyone loves cost. That'd be, we love him. I took him skydiving. I love him. Somebody be like, wait, so you love him? You took him skydiving. No, that's what he wanted to do. CF, what's up, buddy? Sean Paul Cardin. I think your name, like, it reminds me of growing up when I was a kid because I was, you know, I have a past and I used to listen to, what's his name, Sean Paul? Yeah, I think it was this hip hop artist, Sean Paul, like reggae stuff. I loved it. Anyways, I don't listen to it anymore. I'm a believer in Christ. I listen to Christian music. It's what I love. It's what I'm about. I relate to the lyrics. You're not first, you're last. They're coming in. You know the struggle, but that average ticket speaks for itself. My boy, Andrew Willie is, you know, they're doing $1,500 a ticket right now. His wife sent in a testimony. In fact, they love the product so much, she literally just came to work for us. Maggie, that's who the person is that you'll be talking to. If you want information, type Dominate. You can talk to Maggie. If you just want to know if it's real, like her husband, Frankie, right there. I mean, not Frankie, her husband, Andrew. Frankie's from California. Frankie. All right, what's going on? LaMelee, I'll just say, because I like saying his name. Now we're done, we can move on. Her husband, Andrew, her future husband, they're engaged. I'm done. That's why she works for us, so she can talk. So she can do the talking, because I cannot do the talking. They love the product. It's gave them their life back, in a nutshell, I guess, what she said. He's home. He's not taking those 8 million calls a day. He's not taking those 8 p.m. calls at night. He's running the calls the right ways, providing value. He's providing service. He's killing it. What he's doing, killing it. He's not killing anyone. He's killing the game. The game. The game's getting murdered by him. Okay, FBI's listening. Oh man, listen, guys. This is so important because when you get this, this is how you do it. This is literally how you do it. This is how you do it, man. You want to have that business that doesn't run you. And, you know, I see all these things online, people struggling and just, you know, business is either slow or it's too busy and they can't breathe and they can't catch up. And no matter what they do, it doesn't feel like they're digging themselves out of a hole. And, you know, they're piling on debt and they're growing, but they're not actually growing, you know, like, so it, there's that scariness, that uneasiness. And it's like, how do you build it the right way? And I live by so many different models. That's cash flow, cash flow, cash flow. Why credit when you can cash, right? I don't even know if that's, can you say that? But that's, we're going to say it. So why do that when you can do that? Because here's the thing, when you own this stuff, the slow times, they don't hurt you that bad. They don't. The overhead's not that high. I mean, you know your numbers. So that's just the reality of knowing them. Now, look, I want to recap really quick because a lot of you jumped on here a little bit later. But here's the deal. We talked about ripping people off. We talked about how we do it on accident, how we can do it on purpose, and all the no-nos, right? Overselling was the first thing we talked about. The idea of not just overselling and selling things they don't need, but overhyping, exaggerating a little bit, even in some honest ways about what's going on with the situation. And then we talked about underselling. You know, not taking the time to go through the home and make sure there's no other issues. The customer doesn't know. The customer's not qualified to know what's going to break. They already proved that when they called you after it broke. Okay, you're in their home looking at a problem that already broke. They have basically checked the box that says, I'm not a plumber. I don't know this stuff. This isn't my thing. I make my money doing my thing. I bring it and I pay for this place and I hire people like you to do your thing. When the things I don't know how to do break. And then there you are. And then you're like, okay, well, what do you need done today? I just need this. Okay, perfect. That's all you need. Good to go. Well, she said that's all she needed. Huh? Then the third thing we talked about was not knowing your numbers. We were in there like, I don't know. I don't know if I can go any cheaper. I don't know if I should charge more. I don't know what I should charge. You either don't charge enough, so you're not in business long enough to be around when the problems break again in the future and to warranty stuff and stand behind this stuff and the person that understands his home and knows his home, and then you charge too much and you keep them from the better things. You keep them from being able to acquire the nicer things. That's what happens. These are the problems. And these are the days of your lives. Okay, Maggie and Andrew are killers. Matt Miller says, Josh says, I consider Cost and Matt part of the Pride Plumbing team. I always say when I am headed to a call is we are headed to the customer's house. I love it. I'm home by four pretty much. Every night of the week. That's pretty cool. Love that. That's great, man. That is it's cool to make money, but it's also great to live your life. Like, you got to live your life. That's why we're here. All right, guys, we went over by 1 minute. I thought we were going to go over by like 30. That was nuts. Somehow we magically arrived where we were supposed to arrive. All right, guys, I love you. Listen, I really do. Get subscribed to the show. Check out the trainings. Check out what we have to offer. We're here to help. If you are in the training, awesome. If you're not in the training, why? All right, guys, I love you. We'll see you later. Have a great night. And remember, serve your communities in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great night.